in religious connotation. Religious connotation. So in other words, there's a difference between swearing and affirming. You know, in court, sometimes one swears, and sometimes he refuses to swear. He just affirms. What's the difference? It's the same thing, except that swear has a religious connotation. It means in the name of God, and affirm does not have any religious connotation. So Mimele, in order to be Shvuyeh, he must say Shvuyeh. Or if he just says the Shem, Lekei Yisroel Dulimagilne, I mean that the Gemara, that the Ram mentions. So that's certainly Shvuyeh, a Lashon of Shvuyeh. But even if he doesn't mention the Shem, if he says Shvuyeh, so it's also, so he means God. He means HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Masha'in Kei, right? So if he doesn't say Shvuyeh, Shenei Chiloch, it's not a Shvuyeh. But Leder, so that's what Mishenes. So the Shin supplies the Lashon of Leder, the Shin. All right. ויש להם אדם שבוי רגילוס להם השבוע שייך או שלא יכה אבל שאני או שאיני שייך לדון ואם תנה למה ידי פרישיס לשאני יכה להב יד ולא ימדעני גם לשמואל ולהיל בתחילה סוג כדי פורך להם נאו זה איזה סלט קש כדי פורך להם מנה ברייסה משאני שמואל די ברייסה שאני הוא חברו מה מודעני ממכו מה שבהד ידי שאני יכה לא ימדעני ולא ימדעני שאני חייל מהני בלוי מדעני ויש לי תחיס שלא בו אלו להשמיינו דימודעני נמייל בלוי שאני חייל so now so what is saying we might parish is שאני חייל אבי יד בלוי מדעני גם לשמואל so in other words the שאני חייל is a יד without מדעני גם לשמואל Voliyil, so in other words, and that Teisa said, Dav Dalet Amud Beis, in explaining that Sugye. But here Teisa says, Voliyil bitchila Sugye, ki de porichle, ma'ana braise, mishane Shmuel, di braise shniyo, uchvoro ma'amudan. Di braise shniyo, the same way, uchvoro ma'amudan mimcho, mashma behedye, mashma behedye, da shenei cheil, loy mehane ve loy medan. So here Tesis is saying, in explaining that Gemore, that from that Gemore it's mashma, that Shaneichel by itself is ineffective. Contrary to what Tesis itself said. There. So in other words, so Tesis here says what Tesis says at Dalet. But Tesis here says that Davdalet it's mashma the other way. Dishanei cheil loy mehane. So he says uchvor omar mudani mimcho. Mashma behedye dishanei cheil loy mehane loy mudani. So it's mashma that Tesis here is explaining the Gemore uchvor omar mudani the way Rashi explains it and Davdalet mudbeis. How does Rashi say? Oh, tonoche. דורק דוני, שאני איכלוך ושאני תאימו, וכבור אומה מיקור ומודרני מוכו, עושה, אבל אומה שאני איכלוך בלבד, או מודרני מוכו, איני עושה, אלא אם כן אומה לטוויה, דהי לנדגומו. So Rashi explained that Gemore is saying, וכבור אומה מודרני, then שאני איכלוך is effective, but שאני איכלוך, without being preceded by מודרני, שאני איכלוך by itself is not עושה. This is how Rashi explains it. Not like Tesis Davdalet, but here Tesis Dafei mentions that from the Gemara Davdalet it's mashma that Shaneichi that the Mishane Shmuel the price is shniyo uchvorom amudani mcho eichloch mashma behedi edish uchvorom amudani mcho mashma behedi edish Shaneichi loy mehanem loy medan like Rashi. So Tesis here appears to explain the Gemara Davdalet like Rashi, not like Tesis Davdalet. So then he says, "V'yesh litchis shalim bo elo lehashmeinu dimudarni eni meil biloy shaniyichloch." So he says that the pshat in Davdalet is not that As Rashi explains, Dabdalet, Uchvorom Amudarni, so then Shani Eichel is effective. If it was preceded by Mudarni, but if it wasn't preceded, if Shani Eichel is by itself, not preceded by Mudarni, it's ineffective. No, that's not the Pshat, but the Pshat is, so in Bo El Rashmeini, the Mudarni, Eini Meil Geloi Shani Eichel. In other words, that so it's like the pshat of the Ran and the Rosh Dabdalet here tesis. So we see is different Bali tesis. The Bali tesis here Dafei and that the tesis Dabdalet is different Bali tesis because here he explains it in the first Eretz he explains it the same way as the Ran and the Rosh explain it. That when the Gemara says Uchvorom Amudarni, so it means that the Sefer is telling us that even though he already said Mudarni, it's not effective as yet until he says Shaneichlach. In other words, so even though this Teretz is in line with this Shittat of Dalet, but he doesn't explain the teretz of the Gemara Uchvorom Madani in the same way as Tesves Dabdalet explains it. But he explains it the way the Rosh and the Ran explain it as well. Alright. Now. Boel Lashmeinu, the Madani Meir Berush Anichuch. Ve'edi Shleimah. Now here, we have a very big Kiddush. Divadai mi kore sho yosei ve'atayim edi Shmuel. V'lahave Madani yad klau. Beloy shani ichloch ozvadai tzolch leimar doadim shani ichloch lo yave yad veinimeil beloim dani avol maskone da sikne di taime di shmuel mishum yad neimar vadai di shani ichel have michiach shapir beloim dani kidiparishes imkein li shmuel meil shani ichel beloim dani. So in other words, the second lashon of the Ritzvo says that the pshat in the Gemara Dav Daled is like Rashi. That when the Gemara said Deya Uchvorom Amudarni, the Gemara meant that when Shani Eicheloch effective, the second price it tells us that Shani Eicheloch is effective only if it was already preceded by Mudarni. But Shani Eicheloch uncoupled and unpreceded by Mudarni, so is ineffective. That was in the Havamim of the Gemara. But in the Havamim of the Gemara, but in the Maskon of the Gemara, that Mudarni by itself is Yad. But it's Yad, Sheine Michiach. Sheyad, that is Eine Michiach. So he says, Avu Maskon, the Asikne, the time we will Mishum Yad. So only Mudarni is Yad Shel Mechiyach, but Shani Eichel is Yad Mechiyach. So it is the reverse of what the Karneiro says in the Rosh. The Rosh it is that according to the Havamin of the Gemara, so Mudarni, so Shmuel says, Mudarni by itself is ineffective. Shani Eichel by itself is effective. According to Maskone of the Gemara, so even Shani Eichel is ineffective. So that the Karneiro explains very well, very reasonable. Because as long as it was assumed that Mudarni is no Yad, so Mudarni is no Yad, but Shani Eichel by itself is certainly Yad. But the moment the Gemara comes to the conclusion that Mudarni is Yad, but it's Yad Shein Mechiyach, So Shani Eichel is also a Yad Shel Mechiyach. He's also a Yad Shel Mechiyach. That we understand. That's very reasonable. But the Ritzvah says the reverse. He says that in the Havamin of the Gemara, so while Mudarni was ineffective, so in the Havamin of the Gemara, So while Mudarni was ineffective, so he says, So Shani Echeloch is also ineffective. Shani Echeloch is also ineffective. But according to Maskon of the Gemara, that the time of the Shmuel is because it's Yachin Mechiach. So only Mudani is Yachin Mechiach. But Shani Echeloch is Yad Mechiach. Is Yad Mechiach. Now that we have to understand. I mean, this Loshin Neritzel. So the pshat in Tesis apparently is as follows. You see, Tesis is saying that as long as it was assumed that Mudani is ineffective because it's not a yad, so ho adin shaneich loch lahav yad v'nimeil. In other words, so if why should we say that Mudani? Let's say the Havamina was that Mudani Shmuel says Mudani is no yad at all. He's no yad at all. It's not a question, mechiyach, ain't a mechiyach. It's no yad at all. So mele, as long as we assume that Mudani is no yad, so ha-din ain't a yicheloch, ani yicheloch, is lo yihave yad ve'imoy. Why? Because, why was it assumed in the Havamine that Mudani by itself is no yad? So the Havamine of the Gemara was that in order to be a yad, then there shouldn't be any ambiguity in the expression. If a certain, when is something considered as a yad, if there are no two interpretations, then it's a yad. So many times a person says something and he doesn't complete the statement, but there is no ambiguity in his expression. There are no two possible interpretations. No two possible interpretations. Then it can be a yad. But if there are two possible interpretations in the expression, then it's not a yad. Then it's not a yad. So memele, so of course, it goes without saying that Mudani Mimcho is capable of two interpretations. One interpretation of Mudani is I shouldn't eat. And the other possible interpretation of Mudani is I shouldn't talk. So maybe it's not a yad. So if we assume that any expression that is capable of two interpretations, that has any ambiguity whatsoever, so is not a yad. So maybe Shaneich Loch is also capable of another interpretation. Shaneich Loch. Right? The Tesis says the Kashe. So how can it be a yad? After all, it can mean anybody in the world. So Tesis says, because and he said, but even if Oyo Misalvin Belechel, if Shimon is inviting Reuven to eat, and Reuven says, so it's still capable of another interpretation, does it necessarily mean, from you it's Osir? Maybe it means, from my parents' home it's Osir. It's not a reasonable interpretation, but it's still capable of another interpretation. So mimele, if we assume that any expression that has any ambiguity, whether the other possible interpretation is a reasonable, a likely interpretation, or not a likely interpretation, as long as it is capable of two interpretations, it's not a yad. So mimele, ho'adin. So he says, the vada mikoy. So you see the time of Shmuel. Lav medali yad klal, belu shaneich loch, oz vada tzol klimar, do adin shaneich loch lav yad. Because there is still an element of ambiguity. Of another, it's still capable of another interpretation. Veine meil belu medali. Avo le maskoni. The asikne di time of Shmuel. Mishum yad, neima vadai, di shaneich heil, havet mechiyach shapir, beloi mudani. But then, once the Gemara comes to the conclusion that a yad it is, but it's capable of another mudani, is capable of another interpretation, the answer is, too, it's capable of another interpretation. What's the other interpretation? But one interpretation is the more reasonable interpretation. The other interpretation is not so reasonable. So mimele, it's a yad it is, but it's a yad sheni mechiyach. It's a yad sheni mechiyach. So on the contrary, we have to say that according to this Loshon Teisves, both, so both. When he says mudani mimcho, so both interpretations are equally reasonable. In other words, the interpretation of lo yachilne badoch and the interpretation of lemishtayine badoch are equally reasonable. But he says that he meant lo yachilmoch, not lemishtayine badoch. So we say, so Shmuel says, yodayim sheni mechiches is lo yami yodayim. Since it's capable of two equal interpretations, equally reasonable or equally likely interpretations, so mimele, it's lo yavidayim, even though he says, I meant that it should be osa bachile, I didn't mean that I shouldn't talk. But both interpretations are equally reasonable, equally likely. So Mimela Yudayim Shmuel says, Yudayim Shemechiches is Loyav Yudayim, even though he explains what his intention was. But it's Loyav Yudayim. Mashein Kein, Shaneich Loch, true, it's capable of another interpretation. In other words, because it's capable by twisting the expression of another interpretation. There are certain expressions that you couldn't even twist. I mean, if someone says it's day, you couldn't say it's capable of interpretation, it's night. Because day means day, day doesn't mean night. But Shaneich Loch, so is capable of other interpretations. But if Hoyo Misavim Bileche, and he says Shaneich Loch, so the only reasonable interpretation is Shaneich Loch Yosa. You see. Yosar on me, not something else, but it's still capable of a certain twist, of another interpretation. But since the other interpretation of which it is capable is an unlikely interpretation, is an unreasonable interpretation, so it's considered to die. In other words, when is it considered? So, Mudani Milcho has two equal interpretations, both are equally reasonable. This is the pshat in thesis. All right. Ve'edish leina. Divadai mi koresh o yasei v'yataim di Shmuel. Ramadan yad klal. Belo yishanei ichloch. Ozvarei tzolch leina v'ad yishanei ichloch. V'ad yad v'nei meyo b'lo v'dan. Avu maskone. V'asikne. Di taim di Shmuel mishim yad. So it's not that Shmuel holds that any expression that is capable of two interpretations is no yad. Even if it's capable of two interpretations, it's still a yad. And even if it is capable of two equal interpretations, equally reasonable interpretations, it's still a yad. But Mudani by itself is ineffective because it's capable of two equal interpretations. so ממילא יעד של מחייך. מה שאין כן שאני חלוך is capable of another interpretation, but the other interpretation is not as reasonable as this interpretation, that מה שאני חלוך is awesome. So he says, אבל ודאי שאני חל המחייך שפר לא מדעני כתרישס. אם כן, גם לשמואל מייל שאני חל לא מדעני. כן נראה למרינו הרב רפרץ, נשמו סעידת. מיורי פיריש, you see, so that's the ראי, that there is a mistake, not to פיריש רי כרב יהודה, but to פיריש רי ברב יהודה. Because if you agree to פיריש רי כרב יהודה, so then there is a stira. And besides the stira, so it wouldn't even make sense. So, מיורי פיריש, די שאני איכל, אין מחייה ולא ימדען. So that's another lotion. So the Ri says that Shani Eichel is Eini Mechiyah Veloi Medan. So it's Yad Sheini Mechiyah. So in other words, what does the Ri say? The Ri says that according to the Maskone of the Gemara, according to the Maskone of the Gemara, that even Modan is Yad, but it's Yad Sheini Mechiyah. So just as Shani Eichel, is just as Mudani is a Yad Sheni Mechiyach, so Shani Eichel by itself is also a Yad Sheni Mechiyach. And that the Ri could agree with the Shita of the Rosh. Could agree with the Shita of the Rosh, yes.
Just don't understand the Keranora, according to the
Keranora
and the
Havamina.
So why is
Shani Eichel good?
Why is it?
No, because the Havamina of the Gemara was that Mudani is no Yad at all. So Mudani is no Yad. But Shani Eichloch is definitely Yad.
Yeah, but it would be only a Yashin
Mechiyah. No, I didn't discuss that in the Havamine. So we didn't regard the element of any Mechiyah. As long as it's a Yad, so it's valid, you see. So, but Medani is no Yad at all, Medani. What Medani? It's no Yad at all, you see. It's not a question of ambiguity. It's no Yad at all. But Shani Eichloch is a Yad. But it has a certain ambiguity. It could have another meaning too. But he explains what he meant. We are not in doubt as to what his intention was. That he explains, and he has no mones to explain. You see. So the Ri could agree with the Shita of the Rosh. All right.
We've been starting.
So in other words, so two effects can take place. First of all, the death of the animal can result from the slaughtering, from the cutting of the simonim, from the severance of the simonim. And if it was red hot, so the death of the animal can be caused by the burning of the simonim. Now, so if the question is, what took place first? If the burn took place before the cut, so then nikef aveshet b'mashu, so it's asur. So the shchito is a shchito psur. If, let's say, if the veshet became burned, one part of the veshet, the esophagus, was burned before it was cut, before the rov of the simonim was cut, so then the shchita is asur. But if first there was a severance of the kone and the veshet, and then it was burned, so it's all right. Once you sever the major portion of the veshet, the kone, then nothing can pass of the shchita. So the question is, what takes place first? Omer Rav Zeir Omer Shmuel. Libin Zakin Mishochat Bo, Shchitos Ekshero, Chidudo Kedem Lilibuno, that the effect of the cut precedes the effect of the burn. So, Mimele, in other words, when will the simonim be burned? The Veshet. Of course, the Veshet will be burned more readily than the kone, because the veshet is relatively hard, soft, whereas the kone is relatively hard. So when will the even the veishet be burned by any mashu after the severance of the Rav Simon. So this is the chiddush of Rav Zeir. Now, the question is, but when you cut with a knife, so you have the chudish al sakin, and then you have the sides. The sides of the saki, not the chudei mamish shal saki. So it is true that now the whole knife is red hot, not just the chudei shal saki. Even the sides of the saki is also red hot. What cuts? The chudei shal saki cuts. The sides of the saki do not cut. So mele, the moreskashi is when he starts cutting the tzavo habehemo. So then, before he is able to sever the Rav Simonim, so the heat, so the heat of the sides of the saki might burn the veishet before the saki is able to cut Rav Simonim, on account of the contact between the veishet and the size of the saki. So the Gemara says, "Beis hashchite mir v'chorach." Beis hashchite mir v'chorach. In other words, that the moment you start cutting the veishet, so then it becomes wiped out. So memele, there is no contact. There is no contact between the red hat saki, the sides of the red hatzaki in the veishet before the severance of the Rav Simon. Now it's a question of mitzias. This is what the Gemara says. Now let's see the Rashi. Libei beheya b'loshen chachomim nikolim. Whenever you heat something in fire, so it's called libei. Uvloshen aleyazim koin bei admusi shritos ikseiro velo masrei fo izu velo ishrit. Why? Because chidudo kedem lelibun magdim umimaya lachteich kedem shetikove habeim umneya, that the effect of the cut precedes the effect of the burn. Vo yiket zorim disakim kishenichnas lesich achtach kedem shetishochit ribasim simoni hisirefes es asimoni vinimtso shim nisrifo קדם שחיתה, שערי וישת מתבוסי במשהו, ליטורי, הוא שריף וכנקף. מי עובב חובך? מזרחי וחתך מצידי הסקים, מכאן ומכאן, וניגי הסימן אלו חידודי של סקים. Alright. So the only reason as to why Rav Zeir says that the קשירו is because ביז השחיתה מי עובב חובך. So the implication being that if someone will be חילי on that fact of Bisa Shechit and Mirvach Ovach, then Libin Saki Mishochat Bo with Bishat Ose Asur. But Rav Zeir says Bisa Shechit and Mirvach Ovach. So when he starts cutting the neck of the behemoth, so then it widens and it falls down. It widens. So mele, there is no, the first split second, there is no contact between the sides of the hat, sides of the Saki and the Veshit. And when is there a contact to burn after the severance of the Rav Simon? Now, let's see. Now, I want to stay here. Voyikes Dodi, Mashma Mikan, Sheim Bishashrite, Nika Vaveshit, Kineged Mashishocha Treiv, Do Haoche Habe Boyle Meisam Mishim Zdodim, Ilab Mishim Mirvachovach. So we have another Chiddush from this Gemara. Because one could say that when does it is the Shrite Asur? If, let's say, the esophagus of the behemoth is burned, only if the behemoth was burned in the esophagus before the shechita started. But here, even if we don't say me'avachovach, so then it would mean that the esophagus, the veishet, becomes burned before the completion of the shechita, but not before the beginning of the shechita. Even if we don't say Mir Vachovach, on account of Mir Vachovach, so the burn has its effect after the completion of the Shechita, after the severance of the Rav Simonim. But if we didn't say Mir Vachovach, So then the burn would have its effect before the completion, but after the beginning of the shrita. Maybe if the veshet becomes burned after the beginning of the shrita, once you started to be mati or the behemoth, so it doesn't matter. So we see from this gemara, it does matter. Even if the burn in the veshet takes place after the beginning of the shrita, it doesn't mean just the burn the veshet. Any other, suppose we know that the lung of the behemoth somehow became perforated in the midst of the shrita, it would be asur. In other words, it must be a behemoth kshero, a behemoth kshero until the completion of the shrita. So you ask a question, but after all, the severance of the hoofs of rova veshet takes some time. No matter how quickly it's done, it still takes some time. So monefshech, if when the behemoth's lung is perforated in the midst of the shrita, after the beginning of the shrita, and before the completion of the shrita, so the behemoth is asuro. So every behemoth that you shech should be asuro, because before you have an opportunity to cut the rov simen, you must cut a mikza simen, a miuta simen. So by the time you complete the rov simen, so the veshet is already nokuv mashu. The answer is, when it's nokuv on account of shchita, that doesn't matter. But here, if we didn't say miyavachovach, then it would become burned. It would become, and burned is the same as nokuv. If a mashu of the veshet is burned, so it's like perforated. So it's like nokuv. So not because of the shchita. Because that has nothing to do with the burn. It just happens that the sakin was hot. So maybe it would become a sukkah. This is what Teisa is saying. Now, let's turn to a certain gemara. Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara Daf Yudzayin on the base. Yudzayin on the base. The ninth big line in the Gemara, not the small line, you know. The ninth big line in the Gemara. Bimarove, the Gemara discusses how a sheichet is to be beidig the sakin hashchit. So bimarove batkelo b'shimshe. In Eretz Yisrael, the practice was the chochtim used to inspect the sakin shel shrite by inspecting it in the light of the sun. Well, that's one has to be very alert to do that in the light of the sun. Either in the light of the sun, Mamesh, he holds it against the sun and he looks at it, or he holds it on the ground in the shade. So, Marom batkel b'shimshi, in the sun, the sunlight. Binardoye batkel b'mayim. In other words, if he puts it in water and if drops will trickle, so that he'll be able to detect a notch in the sake, a gum in the sake. Rav Sheshes batkel b'rishlishne. This is not to be suggested to Shofti, but one has to be a real expert. He was bedeket on the stomach. Ravache by Yaakov bodeklo bechut asare. Bisur amre bisre ochle bisre livdike. Since the sakin comes in contact with boso, that's his reference to the veshet, and the veshet is very soft, so mimele you have to be beidiket on the etzba. Now today, shochtim are not beidik on the etzba, only on the nail. But the Gemara says that on the etzba too. Bisra achla, bisra livdiki. Omar Rav Popi, tzriche bdike, abisre veyatufre vatlat chuchase. Now there's another girl, but it doesn't make any difference. I mean, it means the same thing. that we have to be beide each, and the etzba itself, and the flesh of the etzba, and on the nail, that to fray on the nail, that la trochese, if we agree that la trochese, means we have to, on all the three sides, and if we are gere strigisle, so it means the same thing, it means the edge of the sakin and the sides of the sakin. In other words, sometimes the chudish of sakin has no notches, but if you look right near it, on the side of the sakin, there is a notch. So then it's not good either, because then it can be trapped, you know, the veshet can be trapped in the notch that is in the side of the sakin, in the side of the sakin. So memele, you have to be bathing on the etzba, on the flesh of the etzba, and on the nail, vatlat ruchase, or tregisne, so it also means tregisne, the two sides, plus the chudish of sakin, so it's three. So it means the same thing. This is, who says so? This is, I mean, the Rav Pop, Omer Rabin el Rav Ashe, Omer Rav Some, Breide Ram Sharshi, Mishmoch, the Amlet, or Mishmeid Rove, Tzriche, Bdike Abisre, and the Etzba, Vatufre, and the nail, Vatlat Ruchese, Omer Abisre, Vatufre, Amre, Vatlat Ruchese Loyam. I didn't say that he has to carry through the side of the sakin also, only Chudish of sakin he has to carry through, but not the size of the sakin. Size of the sakin. Ikedamre, Abisre vatufre vatlatruchese amre. But you said it in my name, that I said it in the name of Rove. Mishmid Rove lo yamre. I didn't hear it from Rove, I myself said it. Ikedamre, Abisre vatufre vatlatruchese amre. Mishmid Rove lo yamre. Rabine vravache brid Rove have a yas. Kamed Ravashe. I say, we come to Rav Ashem, if the care, he should be paid. Omer le Rav Ashem, Rav Ashem, bitke, Rav Ashem, bitke, atufre, vabisre, vatlat ruchase. That's the way he did it. Omer le Yashem, thank you. Vechein Omer Rav Kane, Rav Yehima. So, all these Amoroyim say that you have to be paid, not only the Chudish of Zakin, but Lat Ruchase also. Trigisne, the size of the sakin too. But Rav Yehima is chelik. Rav Yehima omar atuf reva bisre tzrich. Atlat ruch eselu yitzrich. You only have to lead through the sakin, over the chudish of sakin over the nail, or over the flesh of the etzba, but not the size of the sakin. Why not? So he says, Rabbi Omar Atuf Rabbi Shetzrich Atlat Ruches Leitzrich. Mi lo yomar em zeir Omar Shmuel. Libin Sakim Mishochad Bo. Shchito Sik Sheiro. Shechitu Do Keidem Lilibuno. Vikashir Omar Yiket Dodin. So the moment you start cutting, opening up the ear, Beis HaShchite. So the Saki, the side of the Saki, the side of the Saki, which is red hot, might come in contact with the veishet and burn the veishet. So what was it? Because the moment you start cutting it, so it widens out, it folds, it spreads out, so it has no opportunity at the first moment to come in contact the red, this the red hot side of the saki has no opportunity to come in contact with the veishet. Why mirvachovach? So what do I care? Why should I inspect the periphery, the side of the sakin? After all, it's the chudish of sakin that cuts, not the side. The side isn't even sharp. But if we didn't say mirvachovach, so then once you start cutting with the chudish of sakin, so then the veshet might be trapped in the notch that is in the periphery. But it's mirvachovach, so it will not be trapped in the side. So the veshet will not be trapped in the side of the sack, in the notch that is in the side of the sacking. So why inspect the size of the sacking? Only the chudish of sacking we have to inspect. But not the side, because even if there is a notch in a gun, it will not affect the shrit. So in other words, so that means, so doesn't this Gemara say, so doesn't it appear from this Gemara that all the Amroim, most Amroim, Achilik and Achilik, so the Beishev might be trapped as you start cutting it. But Mirbachovach, so it spreads out. It falls down. It flattens out. Then the Beis Hashri. So the answer is no. Sometimes it's not Mirbachovach. It's not always Mirbachovach. It depends upon many factors, you know, how you cut it and so on. So the other Amroim, Achilik and Rav Yehuda, and they hold that it's not, that sometimes it's not Mirbachovach. So if sometimes it's not near Mechobach, so then we should say, so we should say, not like Hamzire, that we should say that Libin Saki, Vishochad Bo, so is Psulo. Why? Because of the Zodim. Because of the Zodim of the Sakin. So Memele, before the Rof Simonim are severed, are cut by the sacking, so the sides of the sacking come in contact, the red hot sides of the sacking come in contact with the Veshet, and they burn the Veshet. By the time the Rof Simonim are severed, it's already burned. It's a Veshet Zorof already. It's a burned Veshet. So that is the reason as to why the Rif is Mashmit Reb Zeiris Halacha. He mentions everything, all the Halacha is the Rif, and he is Mashmit Reb Zeiris Halacha. So the Balamoya says that this is the Pshat in the Rif. The Rif, because Reb Zeiris Din is based upon the premise of Beis Hashrit and Mir Bechovach. And Rav Yehuda applies the same concept of Mir Bechovach to say that you don't have to be inspect the size of the Saki. But Rav Popper, Rav Asher, Rove, I mean, most Amroim, they Achilik and Rav Yehimar, and they say that you have to inspect not only the Chudish of Saki, you have to inspect the size of the Saki as well. So Mele, they hold that this Ashrite love the Abachobach. So Mele, we don't pass them like Rav Zeire. Rav Zeire is in accordance with Rav Yehimar. But most Amroim, Achilik and Rav Yehuda, so the Achilik and Rav Zeiris Din also. That's the reason as to why the Rif is Mashmit. This is in Rav Zeiris, because according to Psak of the Rif, Libin Sakim Mishochad Bo, so Shchitosi Psula. Why? Because Libuno Kidim Lechidudo, an account of the basis of this Zodim. This Rishayim say is the Rif Shin. Alright. Now, now, so the Rashbo and the Rosh mentioned this, that Kashe of Rabino Rav Achosi, that's Rabban Yehonek. This is how the Rishonim called. So, and they mentioned two Terutzim by Rabban Yehonek. One Terutz is that even though Mir Bach Rovach, but still, so it's Mir Bach Rovach Ktsas.
So that slight widening of the Beis HaShechita is sufficient to prevent an instantaneous burning of the Beis. But it cannot prevent, it doesn't flatten out completely. There is a slight flattening out of the Beis HaShechita the moment he starts cutting the simon. But only a slight flattening out, not a real flattening out. So the slight flattening out is sufficient to prevent an instantaneous burning of the veshit. But it's not sufficient to prevent the veshit becoming trapped in a notch that is in the side of the sun. That's one difference. Very simple difference. Then a second teretz by Rabbi Yehine, both the Rutzim are mentioned in the name of Rabbi Yehine. A second teretz by Rabbi Yehine is that when is Rav Zeir and Matir living sakim shachibo chidudo kibmu ibuno? If the sheichet was completely aware, he was cognizant that the sakim was red hot. So Memeile, the sheichet is alerted to the fact that the might, that if he'll be neglectful, so the effect of the burn might precede the effect of the cut. So Memeile is on guard. He's on should be as quick as possible. As quick as possible. Sometimes he shechet, you know, cuts the simonim slowly. Sometimes he cuts it very, very fast. And he's careful, I mean, that the sakin should go in a very straight position, should not be at an angle. Because if it is placed at an angle, so the veshet might be trapped in the simonim. So in the case, if let's say a sheikhet will know that there is a certain gam, a certain notch at a certain point in the side of the saki, and he will shecht accordingly, he'll be on guard, then it'll be alright. Masha'in came where he doesn't know, if he doesn't inspect it, and if even if there is a gam, he doesn't know where the gam is, and so on. So Mimele, if he doesn't inspect the Pgam, so there is a possibility that it might be trapped, that the Veshet might be trapped. These are the two terutzim that Rav Yehine gives. Then they mention the name of the Raive, in the name of the Raive, another teretz, a very simple teretz, that Shmuel, Rav Zeire Omar Shmuel, only says, Libin Saki Mishochat. Not that lechatchila you're allowed to use a red hot sakin. Why? Because there is a possibility. Sometimes, most of the time, because here it's on the basis of rov, so it's not going to, the effect of the burn is not going to precede the effect of the cut. Is not going to precede the effect of the cut. Why? Even though sometimes it might happen that because of the study of the sashkit, so mele the sides of the sakin come in contact with the veshet and burn the veshet, but usually it will not happen that way because of miyavachovach. But sometimes it might happen. So since sometimes it might happen, and sometimes, so the patient might be trapped in the notch. So we have to be baited. We have to be baited. This is the teretz of the right. All right. Yes. What? All right, no, so Rav Yehima, Rav Yehima says that we don't even, because of Merbach Rovach, so we do not even have to be Chishish Lechatril. This is what Rav Yehima says. But the other Amroim hold no, that Lechatril we have to be Chishish. And the other Amroim will say that Rav Zeire, Omar Shmuel, only says that the Emirid is Mutah, but Lechatril in Ochaname, it's not Mutah. Alright. Now, what is, so the Rif, so in other words, but the Rif Shite is that Eino Chaname, that the other Amroim, Achilikan Rav Yehimer, Achilikan Rav Zeire's din as well. Now, that's the Rif Shite. So the Rif, that's the reason as to why the Rif paskens that Lib Msaki Vishochet Bosu Shotosi Pso. He is Mashpit, so the Ramoya says that that's the way he passes. What's the Shittes Rambam? So in the Shittes Rambam, there are two Yosois. Perek Aleph, Milcheshrite, Haloche Echov Beis. Haloche Echov Beis. Libe Nasakin Be'eir, Vishochet Bo, Shittosi Ksher. That's one Yosei. But then the other Gersay is, the Radva says, Hanuscho Hanecheno Bidibre Rabbeinu Psur, Do Kaimron Tzricha Bdike, Atufre Vabisre Vatlat Ruches. Alright, the Rambam is definitely Paschal, it's not like Rav Yehima there. But that's no Raya. That's no Raya, so that you see so many Rishayim distinguish the Din of Libn Sakim Vishochet Bo and Tzricha Bdike Atlat Ruches. Anyway, so we have two Gersoyes in the Rambam. One Gersay is, Libin Asakin Be'er Vishochet Bo Shchitosi Ksheiro, and another Gersay is, Libin Asakin Be'er Vishochet Bo Shchitosi Psuro. Oh, the Mechaber. The Mechaber is in Simen Tes, it's a very short Simen with one Sif. Hashichet Bisakim Lubenes. In Shochat Bisakim Lubenes, Shchitos Ipseir. So, there's the Rif Shit. V'yeish Machshir. There's a Shit of Rabbi Yehile and the Rai. Then the Rabo says, Im Yoda Shihi Milubenes, V'niza Shalinoga Bistori. That's in accordance with the second Teretz of Rabbi Yehile. Second Teretz of Rabbi Yehile. But if he didn't know, so then it is asur, because there is a possibility that the patient got trapped in the notch that existed in the side of the sack. All right, so we have 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch as well. All right, now the Gemara. Iboyo, living shput the yikabon. Mishum shchinidin oi mishum michvenin. So in the Nigei HaTorahs, so there are all kinds of nigoyim. There is seis, is apachas, and then one of the maras nigoyim, one of the nigoyim is a shchin. A shchin is a boil. I mean, how does one get a boil? On his skin? Through a koye, through a mak. And then there is a michle is a bird. So suppose now what is the simen tume? What is the simen tume of a salo? In other words, if let's say there was akoy, he received akoy, he was hit, and then there was a change of mare in that spot, and a white hair grew there, so then he stopped. So white hair is a simen tume, baby shchin, baby michve, whether it's a boil or it's a bird. Now, so shchin umichve, so a boil, lipin shput, the yike boy, mishum shchin idin, or mishum michve idin. Suppose somebody takes a red hat spit and hits another person with it, and then there is an egg. So is it tomei and the score of Shechin of the boy law is Tomei, and the score of Mich. So what my nafkimine? After all, both Tanikoi, and it's the same aloches. So lechiditani, Shechin u Mich ve mitamim bishavu ayachot b'shnei simonim b'sar lom u'episyon v'lo machol korakosu leimar she'nitztarf in ze im ze. Now let's see the Rashi. V'hikya boy es odom mako b'keyach mishin shechin u inni goyim kifos lekamo shechin bo al dechei she'mischam imach maskeyach ha'koye both nigoyim arise to hit. But when you hit a person, there is also, I mean, there is heat. There is heat produced. So if it is, so shrim bo al dechayim shemischam machmaskeach hakoy, umich vedet it burn. Bo machmaseya, vioche diket avaye, vehim in aydanina. Limay nafkimine, beize dobo choluk. Beize dobo choluk di michve mishrim, di ti boyelof. Mitami mishabuechot bishnei simoni bisaalot murepisim. In other words, so suppose someone has a nega of his seisus apachas. So the aloha is, now if the KNC is a seisus apachas on the skin, so then he has to be muskia for 7 days. He has to be isolated for 7 days. And then at the end of 7 days, the KN takes a look at the seisus apachas. Now, if he sees that it became dim, the mara became dim, so then the halacha is that he becomes toy. But suppose it didn't spread, there was no pisim, pisim means spreading. It didn't spread, but it didn't fade away, it didn't become any dimmer either. It remained the same way, the mara remained the same. So then he has to be isolated, he has to be muskeah for another 7 days. That's the aloha in seisis apachas. But in shechin, in michve, so the aloha is, if let's say he became tomei because of his shechin and michve, and then at the end of 7 days, the kohen took a look at it, and he saw that it spread, so then he becomes muskeah again. Then he becomes muskeah. Mashein kohen, if he didn't spread, at the end of 7 days, he didn't spread. And even though he didn't become any dimmer, he didn't fade away, so he doesn't have to be muskia for another 7 days. Unlike Seisis Apachas, so if it remained constant, if it remained the same, without spreading, so he also has to be muskia for another 7 days. But by Shechin u'Michve, only if it spread. But if he didn't spread, he becomes stuck. So Shechin u'Michve mitamin b'shavu echot b'shnei simon b'sa'alovun. So in other words, if at the end of the week, so let's say he didn't spread, and there is no sa'alovun, even though he didn't fade away, it remained the same, so it becomes toy. V'lomo cholkon akosu. So shechin and michve have the same aloches, and the shio to become tomei underscore the shechin and michve is kigris. If the spot there of the nega has the size of a gris, so then it becomes tomei. So why did the Torah mention Shechin separately and Michve separately? After all, they have the same meaning. V'lom uchol gakos uflima she'nitztarf in zeim ze. In other words, suppose you have a chotzi gris, the spot of the size of a chotzi gris, a boil, and another chotzi gris, a burn, so not become mitzurev. So it's not on. So, she'nitztarf says, V'itani, izeu shechin, izeu michve, lo kobeit ve'evem b'gefet b'chamitvar yeh, ובכל דובו של ריבו מחמסי לעשוי עיוור מקורי זהו שכין וזהו מכווה בגחלס, ברמז, בסית, ריסייח בגופסיס, ריסייח ובכל דובו רבו מחמסי. So when is it tomei מחמס? מכווה only when it was produced by fire. And even if it was produced by heat, but not fire heat, let's say Hamitvari, let's say geyser, it's also hot, but it's not age, so then he's not Tomei on the score of Michve, but on the score of Shrin. As Shrin. Or Vitanye, Shrin Michve. Im Shrin Kedem Michve. Suppose both took place. First, he got the burn. First, he got the burn. And then somebody on the place of the burn hit him with an iron. With an iron rod. So, how is it to be treated? Like a burn, or is to be treated like a boil, like a shrimp. So it all depends what was the last thing. You see, if first there was a boil, and then the same spot he received the burn, so the burn is mivate of the shrimp. And if first there was a burn, and then he was assaulted with an iron rod, and the shrimp, so then the shrimp is mivate of the burn. Shrin mikhve, im shrin kedem mikhve, botel mikhve es bitel mikhve es shrin. Vi mikhve kedem es shrin, bitel shrin es mikh. Vi hoch ey khatame. Kein da hab bei. Now, hier die morge he es na baie, lib in shput vi ik bei, mish im shrin im shmi khle, zum az nach gemine. Either o. Either ke, either no matter what we say, his tome it has the same thing. Nach gemine is es vaus. Wo ge gedame. There was this the size of heavy lentil, of heavy bean, a shrim. Yeah. And then the lipin spied the hikobo. The nofak be chotzigrisach. So let's say if here was a chotzigris, here was a chotzig rishrim, a boy. And then he took a red hot spit and he hit him mamish next to that spot. So together with the other spot that resulted from the red hot spit, we have a whole grease. Now, but the first half grease, nega, that's definitely ishrim. Now, the second was produced by a red hot spit. So if we consider the second also as a shrim, so this hev grease spot will be mitzuref to this hev grease spot and to be a whole grease of a shrim. But if we consider the second hev grease spot as a michve and the first hev grease is a shrim, so chotzik ris shrim and chotzik ris michve are not mitzuref. So וואָכער דאָ מיך האב איך צייך די שכימי קוי, ווי מי בין שפּוט ווי איך קביי, ווי נאָפ איך האב צייך די זאַך, מיי חוות קודן. So the assault, the effect of the assault precedes the effect of the burn. We also have le muvatel lechvote, we have le shrin umichve, ve lo imitzav, o idil mehav le kodi, the effect of the burn precedes the effect of the assault. Have the kodim vosech votem vatel havle, the havle shrin, u shrin u mitzvah. Tosh, Yomar Rav Zeir Omar Shmuel, li pein sakin mishochat bo, shchito seik sheir. Shchito seik sheir. Chidudo, kedom libuno, al melech vote kodim. So Mimele here, so first is that takes place the chvote, and then the burn is mivate the chvote. So we have one have grease shrin and one have grease burn, so they're not mitzure. So the Gemara says no, it's no raya. Chiducham. Because here we are talking of a case when he didn't just hit the behemoth with the sake. He cut it. So where he cuts it, so he says, so then the cut The effect of the cut precedes the effect of the burn, because you cut it, you see. So that explains first. Mashenkin, when you hit with the red hot iron, you don't cut it. So then it could be that the effect of the burn is quicker than the effect of the assault. Tosh, Ribbench be put the Yike boy need Mishim Yichvasei. Alme chvote kodim, and then the burn takes place. So the Gemara says that this price of living shput vehikaboy has reference to a case where he didn't as hit the person with the spit, but he pierced it, you know, it had a sharp edge, that spit, and he pierced it. So again, there is a chidut. But in Achaname, if he didn't pierce anybody with a spit, he just hit with a spit, so then the burn might, the effect of the burn might precede the effect of the assault. Also, Nami the Barzil Mifres, where he pierced it. The Heinachit. Alright, the Rashi. Mitami Bishavuacho Bishne Simoni Bisalom Pisien. Shein Boaz Gasheini. Whereas in respect to Seis Sapachas. So even if he didn't spread. But if he didn't, if it wasn't care, it didn't become any dimmer. So he has to be isolated for another 7 days. Here, if it didn't spread, so he becomes stoyer at the end of 7 days. Shein Boaz Gasheini. Kmo Shikosu Bisei Zapachas Bisei Zgeres. Shimo Madbein Avlo Iposto. He didn't spread. Shavu Arishe. Is mazgeris in bishniyo shemo yifshel yachleteno avo bishchinu michle lo inei magala ezgerechot vimo mad beinov bishavu arishin, if it remained constant for the first week shuri mazgir lo itamdi elo peitre veyuche bishnei simonim hana de muforesh sav lo vmo pisien im posha avo lo ikinetek shesimim tumose visar tzov vilo mochol knakosu bishtei parshiyes ופירש משפט לחס בו וליציר פעם יחד שער משפט משווה בו יהיו לכתב כי יהיה בו עם בהירי שחיל ומכווה שהם מסתרף עם זה עם זה the reason is why I discuss separately because they're not מצורף וישיו הנגע כי גריס חוצי פור שאם עולה בחוצי גריס מחמסחי מהקו של הרדיר וחוצי גריס אצל הרדיק ויהיה זה עירי מסתרף שחיל או שחמימוס כמו אישון או שחונו חנתר גניינס חמי סירי סירי שחמיס לא קו באבן היקור בקיר באבן, אפילו לא יחפיר, וכל מקום נסחם מהבוסו מיד על די הכוי, בגפה שהיא מיליון לבציר של זייסים, וחם מעיד נעיל ונכבה, אין לה מי קורא, ממוקים שיקר מיפרס וחם, כך לס פחם של ריקום, רמץ איף החם, ניקח שמו יבוש נער, גוף זה סמין סיד, סיב למסק מסיד, ויתן ישחין ומכבה, כל אחד עם הסנאיתם מסתרחה, הוכל לפרו שמייתי בו, נדבי לי לא חי בו, לי בן שפוט ויקבי, איזה הבל קדם לא בי, הבל המקה או הבל העיר, ונפקמין אל חיתני, דהיו לכם מרישי, דהיו לכם אחר אחר, דיתני, שחיל ומיך ומוקם אחד, באיסי מוקם שרוקה בריש, מוקם בשני, באיסי קריס עצמי. So the second thing annuls, not negates the first. ביטר לאחר אין סרישי, ונפקמין לי אין צירוף, שבו יצא בחוצי כשחיל ולוקה בעיר, באיסי חוצי קריס, נאפה אחרי סיק, או איסי חוצי קריס, ונעשה מיך, ומחוז אבל לא כל אחר זמן אצל מיך וזו של ילדיה ובחוצי קריא שכינה אחר ונעשה שולם הם מסתרף מרישים ויתויה והשתעה נלי ביטל שילו לוי ביטל חוצי קריא של רישנו איזה מסתרף אימי ואוכי איך אדום עלי בית עלי לכם מספוירון ולי בין שפוט ואיקווי ובהכל איזו יש תרס שכים ותרס מיכווה ויבואי מנהי קודם ויוסד עלי סבסרי ונבק חפותי קודם כי איך הכוי קודם הור עלי ולודו והבשכין ויוסד אבל לא יראה אחר ובת עלי והבו עם מיכווה ומצטער בעדי חוצי קריס קאמה דהב לא ישכין ומיך חילות שענה דמיתך שהוא אחד אין אבל או איר שבו יחוזו וכתיחוסי קידם להב אהו מאחבות הקודי ויוסי אהב למבט לי דיבר זה מברס we are doing the case where he pierced it with a spit שלו יקורו בקי אחר לדוקרי he stuck it ואין כאן חבות אלא הבר אבל יקורו ויקי חבות אימא דהוא אהב בסרם ועד להבר מברס So point glass, I mean it's the same, that's old French, but in other words, point, it has a point. It's an old French, it meant it had an edge, a sharp edge. Yes, all right. Omar Amachna, Omar Rabbe Baravui, Sakin Shalavidis Kehovin, Mutalish Chaybo, Mutalish Chaybo, Vyosea Lachterbo, Boston. A Sakin Shalavizore, so is Tashmisha Vizore, so you're not allowed to love the Raisi, to have Anoye from Tashmisha Vizore. So tell me that Anoye from Tashmisha Vizore. So you're still allowed to shecht with the sakin shel avizore, but you're not allowed to have anoye. The answer is, when you shecht the behime, the element of kilkul is more than the element of tikkun. Than the element of tikkun. After all, as long as the behime was alive, so the behime could have vlodes, I mean, and you could derive many, many, many benefits from the behime. When you shecht it, all right, the only benefit that you can derive, you can use the posel achil. That's all. But all the other benefits cannot accrue anymore. So memele, it's not considered having anoye from the sakin shel avizore, because the damage done as a result of killing the behime is more than the benefit. So there is no amoy. V'yosa lachter bo bos muta lishchik bo mikalkalo. After all, so he killed the animal, and even from a monetary point of view, so the price of a living behemoth is more than the price of a dead behemoth, of a slaughtered behemoth. So the element of kilkul is more. So he doesn't have anoy. V'yosa lachter bo boso, because he's misaki. Now, shalavenis kichovim shibsham shibukapon shalav kichovim. V'asur banoy kam nisar avizore. Abit avnes kam kemis bichilum shibsham shalav kichovak kozim davra. Mikalgu v'im za anoy shebechayeo yetomeo merubi lachashchite shebechayeo imeres ligimu dvorim mikatu vodeis ulechrishe ulachile lachte. What do you mean lachile? Because as long as the longer. Because by keeping the behemoth alive for a longer period, you don't deprive yourself of the benefit that will accrue of eating the bosal. Because you can always eat the bosal 10 years later. So in other words, you never lose it. But if you slaughter the behemoth, so you lose, you become deprived of all the other benefits. So, lachtech misakin u'dechim v'shocht u'loche kain. Alright. Omar Ove Pomim Shashikit Oser Bimsukenes. Let's say that the behemo is in Msukenes, but not a treif. So then when you shecht it, you save it. I mean money wise, so you save it. So if you let it live any longer, so then you won't even be able to use it lachil. So you won't even be able to use it lachil. So it will become nevela, it will die, it will become nevela, it will become a treif or whatever. So then there is an element of anoy. So it's also umichatech muter biap medikayim likovone. If you had pieces, big portions of meat that are served to very important people, and then you cut it into smaller slices, so then there is an element of kilkul, because until you cut it into smaller slices, so it could be served for important people. Now, it cannot be served to important people when you slice it into small strips. So there, the element of kilkul is more. So it's muta. Now the more, now so what? Rav Nachman say that sakin shel avnis kechovim is muta lishchik bo. But after all, it's a sakin that the avnis kechovim used it lavnis on. So that means they also used it for all kinds of dvorim asurim. If they have him use it for Avidizor, so they use that for all kinds of Dvorim Asuri. So Mimele, now the Washechit, Behemis Lavidizore, Lavidizore, the Washechit. So Mimele, it has a Blias Iser, it has a Blias Nevele, it has a Blias Iser. So how can you shecht with that Zakin? All right, as far as the Iser Anoi is concerned, so there is no problem. But it's a sakin shel avizore, so it has a plia sisa. So when you shecht, so then you will transfer the Bliya Sisea to the behemoth Kshero with which you shecht, that you shecht with the Saki. Vitebu Shisham loses the Isur, the grease of Isur that is on that Saki. So the Gemara says, Bechadosh, it's a new Saki, Shalamizah. Now, well, so the Gemara assumed, Chadosha means it was never used. It was never used, Lamizor. He just set it aside. He dedicated a certain Saki. David Kehovi, the pagans, dedicate, set aside a certain Saki. Forshed, Lamizor. But there was only as money. There was never any use. So, there is a Machlekes. There is a Machlekes. Gabi Avides Kehovi Ma'atzim. Whether it's a Machlekes Tanoim to Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, or whether it becomes a Asur only when it's worshipped. Let's say somebody made a certain image for the purpose of worshipping it, but so far it wasn't worshipped by anyone. He prepared it. So there is a Machlekes whether it's Asaban or not. So the Machlekes is only in respect to Abizor itself, the object that is worshipped. Mashein kein in respect to Mishamshi Abizor. So everybody agrees that the mere setting aside of something as Mishamshi Abizor doesn't answer it, only when it's used. Now the Sakin is not the object that is worshipped. So it's a Mishamshi Abizor. So if it's Chadosho, it was never used. So it was just set aside for Abizor purpose. So it's not Osama Noim. Bein, Rabbi Shmuel bein Rabbi Kivim Mishamshi Yichovim, Hein Mishamshi Yichovim, Ein, Ein Asurin Ad Sheyovedu. So Yibo Yisein, the Posek Begab Zalav Yitzchak Yichovim. When we say Chadosho, we do not mean Chadosho, that it wasn't used at all. It was used for chopping wood, Rabbi Yitzchak. So maybe it's also Banoye, but it's not something that is war, Shaput. So there is no Bli and there is no Shamnunes. I mean, wood doesn't stick to the Saki. So if the pagans were Sheikhed in Islam is over, so then there could be Bli and then the grease itself, the Shamnunes will stick to the Saki. But if they chopped wood, so that wouldn't stick to the Saki. And certainly there is no Bli. Ibo Yisrael possibly Gavlan Yisrael. Ibo Yisrael Yishon, a Saki that was used for a long time. But then you ask, so it is Isaiah, Shamunis Isaiah, Shalim Rabbi, where he was Milabin it. So as far as the Bliya Sisa is concerned, that was taken out. As far as Greece was taken out, that as far as the Greece is concerned, Shamunis Shalim Isaiah, so that was taken out. So it's taken out. But the Shaili is about Isra Noye, so this is what Hanachma is telling us. There is no Isra Noye. Is that שכנס דאב ניסאק ואו נויש משרתן תומוס באפל קאמע גובל מתוך תיב ירח וקוסם חוזה וקאמע שולחן דואן ועוד מחושב וזה שחות חון הפסידה ותיב גאב קאמע מקאוקוס לאחת משיצמנס די סורד בינה של ניסאק חדוש של חות חו בבילום חדוש המים מצרים שאבי זכובים והי סאקל אבי זכובים עצמאי אל משם שאבי זכובים ובין רבי שמואל ובין רבי עקיבא דפליג אפריק רבי שמואל אבי זכובים עצמאי כל מנדום הרסור מיד וכל מנדום ראשי טובית כולם אלה בכלים נעשורים עד שיובדו עד שיעשו במשימו של אבי זכובים גב זה יחתיך עשה את זה ויבוא יסיים אף בלישון וחגיין של ליבנו בעיה ואין כאן איסה שם נס אורת איתמה השני חי בסאקל שלו עם כחובים. So it's a Sakin Shalisa. Sakin Shalisa. Now, before the Gemara said Sakin Shalavedes Kehovim, so the Gemara had reference to a Sakin that was used for Avedes Zarah. Here the Gemara means a Sakin of Goyim. A Sakin of Goyim. Actually, I think that if you will look up, you know, an old manuscript of the Gemara, I mean, so then, or a printed Gemara that is before the censorship was introduced. So you probably find here not a sheikh misakin shalom kichovim, but a sheikh misakin shalochim. But the censorship did not allow the term nochim goyim. I mean, they thought that wherever the term goyim is mentioned, so is derogatory, because so they always put evid kichovim. But actually, evid kichovim, whenever the Gemara mentions evid kichovim, so it means a pagan. It doesn't mean just a Gentile, a goy. And here, whether he is a pagan or not, it doesn't matter. I mean, what difference does it make whether he's an Ibn Amizore or he's not an Ibn Amizore? Is the fact that goyim use it, some mele, it has a pliasisa. So it shouldn't. So Evdi Chomim is not the proper expression, but that was introduced by the censorship. It's a sheikh in the sakin shal goyim or shal noch. So, Rav Omar Kele, the Rabbi Barachone Omar Madia. So suppose someone is sheikhed b'sakin shalmochim, sakin shalmochim, so it has Isa, it has shamune shal Isa the sakin. So according to Rav, it's not enough to rinse the Beis HaShchita with cold water to wash off any shamune shal Isa. No, you have to peel off. Why? Because as a result of the sakin shel akum being used, so it becomes nibra in the Beis HaShchita, and it's nibra to the extent of klipah. So mainly we have to peel off from the surface. And Rabbi Barachone Omar Madiach, because nothing is nibra. What could have happened as a result of the sakin shel akum? That some shamunes was transferred from the saki, from the surface of the saki, to the surface of the Beis HaShchita. So in order to remove that chaminis, all you have to do is just to rinse it with cold water. That's all. So, let me walk on me flige, the Mar Sobar, Beis HaShchita Tzeinen, U Mar Sobar, Beis HaShchita Riseyach. Now, Tzeinen cannot be Bileya. Only Cham can be Bileya. So the Mandor Tzorav, that says, Kele, if he holds, that Beis HaShchita is Riseyach, so it could be Bileya. And Rabbi Vachone, who says, Madiach, he holds Beis HaShchita as a din of Tzeinen. So it can be Bileya. All that could happen is that grease should be transferred. So you wash it off with cold water. So the Gemara says, Loi, the cool alma Beis HaShchita Riseyach. You can say that everybody agrees that Beis HaShchita is Riseyach im Rabbi Barachone. Mande Omar Kele Yivshab, because it's Riseyach, so it is Bileya Kidei Klipe, so you have to peel off a Klipe. Mande Omar Madiach, and it's not necessary to be Kele. So I did it Rite Simone Barfu Kedam Lipal, because here it's taught to be made Zidam, so it's not Bileya. So it's not Bileya, even Shamnunis Shalisa. Of course, dam that goes without saying that it couldn't be Bileya. Because if it is told in being paleit dam, so it cannot absorb dam. So it cannot absorb dam. But Rav holds that dam it cannot be Bileya, because it's told in being paleit dam. But Shamnunis Yisera, it can be Bileya. Even though it's taught in being Bileya. And Rabbi Barachone holds no, that even Shamnunis Yisera, it cannot be Bileya, on account of its treatise in being Pelei Dam. Alright. Ike Damre, Kul Alme Beis HaShchita Tzein, Mandoma Madiach Shapir, Mandoma Keleiv, Agav Tufke Dizakine, Bola. So the other lotion says that everybody agrees that Beis HaShchita is Tzeinen, even Rav. Now, so the question is, why does Rav require you should be Kelev? Because he holds that on account of the Duchke Nisakine, it can be Bileya. So the Rashba points out, it does not mean. Now, according to the Mandoma, that that Beis Ashrite, that Beis Ashrite Tzene, so Mimele, Durken is Akine by itself, it can be Mavliya. So there is such a Shita Sreshenim. There's the Shita of Rav Bitzog Barab Meya, Rav Bitzog Barab Meya, but all the Sreshenim Achere can be Shita. Now, and they hold that it's not Durken is Akine by itself. It's Durken is Akine combined with the Chem is Ashrit. So one, according to one motion, so the Chem is Ashrit by itself can be Mavliya. And according to another motion, Chem is Ashrit by itself cannot be Mavliya. But Chem is Ashrit combined with Durken is Akine, that can be Mavliya. That can be Mavliya. Why? Because the Durken is Akine itself produces a substantial quantity of it. So in other words, the Chem is Ashrit plus the Durken is Akine can be Mavli. Alright. Second treif, another shot. Suppose a sakin with which he was sheikhed, one treif, that he used in shechting. So can he use it? What does he have to do in order to be able to use it as a sakin shrite on a beim aksheyo? Suppose the sakin, by mistake, was used in shechting itreif. Can he proceed? What does he have to do in order to be able to use that sakin as a sakin shrite? After it was used once on itreif. So pligi bo rabachim rabin, chadom abechamin, chadom betzein. So one Mandoma says that if a certain sake was used on it reife once, so mele it becomes oser. And in order to make it muter to use the sake again, so you have to dump the sake in hot water. You have to make a goal. The chadom anor, all you have to do in order to be able to proceed and use the sake for heter is you just have to wash it with cold water. V'yilchese afilu bitzein. And the halacha is that all you have to do is to wash it in cold water. Then you can use it. V'yike place the parse v'michver alitzot. And even cold water, so it's only necessary if he doesn't have a rag with which to wipe off all the shamunis and everything and the sake. But if he has a rag with which to wipe off, he doesn't even have to wash it with cold water, to rinse it with cold water. Umandoma bechami. Why? So the Mandoma who says that in order to use it, so you have to be magil the sake in chamin. So that means that on account of the chem v'sashchite, now many rishonim say that the machlekes between Ravach and Rabine is on the question as to whether Bisashchite is Reseach or Bisashchite is Seine. In respect to the first machlekes between Rav and Rav Bachone, so we have three explanations. Either that the machlekes is on that question whether it's Cham or Seine, Bisashchite, or both hold that it's Cham. So still, Woman Doma says that Madiach, because I did it ride limifladam is loibola im shamunish on isa. And then another explanation is that both agree that it is tzeinen, but the Mandoma who says, well, it's kelev is because agav tuchken is akine, that means chim is ashrite combined with tuchken is akine. So we have these three explanations in respect to the first machlekes between Rav and Rav Achone, but in respect to the second machlekes, the Gemara head doesn't mention any explanations, but many Rishayim say that this machlekes definitely is stalling the question whether Bisashchit Reseach or Bisashchit Tzeinen. So Bandoma who says Bechamim, he holds his Reseach. So Mele, when you use the Sakin and Treife, so the Sakin was Beleya, Tarfes, Shamunis Treife. So Mele, in order to get rid of that Blie, you have to make a Gole. The Mandoma who says Bitzeinen, he holds that Bisashchit is Seinen. So Mele, it couldn't have absorbed any Sham Nishalisa. All that could have happened is that it was transferred, so that you can dispose of that by rinsing it in cold water. Right. So that means that it's based on Shchita Reseach, so it was Beleya. My time is Shulika Bola Yisure. The Tere Name, Bolo Eivam Nachai. So you shouldn't be able to use Isakin Shaleta either. Isakin that you used on Shchita Behima Ksheira once. You shouldn't be able to use it until you make a goy. I mean, that this is not so. For the same reason, because it's Reseach. So it was Beleya, particles of Eivam Nachai before the completion of the Shchita. So the Gemara says, when does the Bliya take place? When it becomes Cham. So until it is Cham, so then it couldn't be Bliya. So when could it be Bliya? When is there Chim Bisa Shchite, real Chim Da Shchite? So the moment, so in other words, until the completion of the Shchite, it is not sufficiently hot to be Mavliya. So when does it become Riseach to be sufficiently hot to be Mavliya? Upon the completion of the Shchite. Upon the completion of the Shchite, there is no Yisrael Nacha. Chaim Elichigom was Shchite, Ahi Shaita Eter. Kilo is a Shchite, and Nishibo Lashav Nune Zasak. Adiyah B'mayim is a Shchite Riseach, Bo Latzini, Bimechim is a Shchite Chozak Lidliya, Mi Adoche Boi, Shari Tzkana Bo Shav Nune, Zvav Apishom Nune, Bo So, Hari Dafnis Bisa Shchite, Shiyi Efshari Deifne Asakim Bo Lishav Nune. תחיל לסימון להפוק את דם, כי לביצוע יש דם עם הסוכים, ולא יהיו בלי. דוח כדי סכיני, שמפש בשי, בבוסר בדרך רק. בואו, וכי מדולי יפסיק כהיל חסה ואיסור את הרעיסה, הוא אבדין לחומרה. דיקאי מלון, בשלטי אור לך הרמחנה, ומקום מוקים לך תחיל על אישכי, תעשיך את כל. So Rashi says, that in respect to the first machleket, between Rab and Rab, we pass like Rab. But in respect to the second machlek, the Gemara passes like Mandoma that became. Now the question arises: now how can we pass on one hand like the Mandoma became in connection with second treif, and on the other hand in connection with second shulvichovi, passing that it is keleiv monavshach? If we say keleiv by second shulvichovi, why keleiv? Because it absorbs. It absorbs, so maybe Sakin Shal Treif, or if it absorbed in order to be Mavlit, so he has to, so Sakin Shal Treif, so he should be required to make a golem, and if he just rinses it in cold water, so he cannot extract the Malua. And after all, if we pass like Rav that Caleb, so that means there is a Malua. So how can rinsing in cold water be effective. Alright, so Rashi explains it. Gabisaki Shletter, it was about the tail, it's a little bit of a kosher will live there. El Alderitich, Havu Gabisaki in the Isure, Shalavit Kirchovi, it took the wheel, we post a Saki